All right, so have you ever felt totally disconnected in an online class? Like you're just staring at a screen full of names.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's tough to replicate that, feeling of actually being in a room with other people.
It really is. But what if I told you researchers are looking into using something surprising to fix that? Heartbeats.
Heartbeats. Okay, that's a new one. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's wild. We're diving into this paper from Keio University in Japan today, and they presented this at a conference on multimedia back in 2021.
2021, okay.
And their whole thing was, can sharing something as personal as your heartbeat actually make online learning more engaging?
Wow. I mean, we already know that traditional online learning, it's missing those social cues that make us feel connected.
Right, exactly. And there have been some cool attempts to address this. Like, remember that research using social comments from past students in VR?
Oh, right. Yeah. That was interesting stuff.
Yeah, Mingyun Liao, I think, from National Taiwan University of Science and Technology.
That's right.
But this paper goes in a totally different direction. They're using real-time, physiological data, heart rate specifically, and heart rate variability as this measure of engagement, like how into it people are.
That's fascinating because when you say heart rate, most people get that it's how fast or slow your heart's beating. But heart rate variability, that's a little more.
Yeah, break that down for us. What is HRV and why is it so important for this kind of study?
Okay, so think of it this way. Your heart, it's not just some like metronome steadily ticking away.
Yeah.
It's more like a musician,
Yeah.
right? Subtly adjusting the tempo to match the music.
Yeah.
So HRV is measuring those tiny changes, the variations in the time between your heartbeats.
Huh.
Higher HRV usually means you're more relaxed, you can adapt better, even more focused. It's almost like you're looking directly into how your body reacts to what's going on around you.
So it's not just after your heart is racing, it's how your heart is like subtly reacting to everything in the learning environment.
Exactly. And that's why it's such a cool thing to use for a study like this, right? It gives you all much more information about how someone feels inside compared to just looking at how fast their heart's going.
So they're getting a much more nuanced picture. Okay, so how'd they actually test this out? Did they like make everyone wear heart monitors in class?
Well, they had a system, a custom system they developed to keep track of students' heart rate data while a lecture was happening live online.
Interesting. So how'd that work? Were they like hooked up to machines or something?
Not quite. Think like fitness trackers. They used wrist-worn devices for real-time data collection.
Ah, okay. Much less intrusive.
Right.
So, did everyone just see everyone else's heartbeat on the screen then? What did they do with all this heart rate data?
That's the cool part. They didn't just like throw it up there randomly. They were very deliberate. They used these simple line charts to display it, and they showed the average heart rate, the collective HR and HRV of the whole class.
Interesting. So you're not seeing individual heartbeats. It's more like the overall vibe of the room.
You got it. And that's so important because by aggregating the data like that, showing the trends and fluctuations, but not singling anyone out, they protected everyone's privacy.
That's critical, especially with something like your heartbeat. So they figured out how to track it ethically, but did it work? Did it actually make people feel more connected?
Wouldn't you want to know? It's pretty amazing, actually.
All right. You can't leave me hanging. Tell me more. So they've got all this heart data. They're sharing it ethically, but did it actually work? Did it make people feel more connected in this online class?
Okay, so get this. They talked to the students afterward, and the results were surprisingly positive.
Really? Like, what were the students saying? Were they just being nice for the study, or did they really feel a difference?
The stuff they said was, I mean, honestly, it was insightful. The students who shared their data, A and D, the ones just watching it, they both said they felt more engaged, more connected during the lecture.
Wow, so even just seeing everyone's heartbeat, well, the average heartbeat actually made a difference. Do we have any examples? Like, what did the students actually say about the
Oh,
experience?
yeah, definitely. One student who was sharing their data,
Yeah.
they said the change of the data visualization was like the more spontaneous reaction to what's happening in class. When the instructor was asking us something, then I was curious if it goes up because people feel involved, and then they're like, oh, I need to act now.
Whoa, so they're not just watching the data, they're like interpreting it, connecting it back to the class. It's almost like this whole other level of communication, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't just the data sharers either. One of the students just observing, they said this, I could see the visuals like moving, so I can see that people are listening or people are actually there attending the class and will sort of indirectly causing me to feel like feel connected to the students.
Like, even if everyone's cameras are off, you can kind of feel the energy in the room.
Yeah, and that's what makes this research so interesting. It's saying that even seeing this anonymous physiological data, it still builds a sense of shared experience.
It's like tapping into that human need to connect, even when you're online.
Yeah.
So cool. Was it all, like, anecdotal, or did their research actually support these feelings of being more engaged, you know?
Well, they used surveys, too, to try and measure the impact. The results, they weren't super conclusive statistically, probably because it was a small study, but there was definitely a trend there. The group that had the shared heartbeat data, they tended to say they felt more engaged, a stronger sense of community compared to the control group.
That's really interesting. You'd think sharing something as personal as your heartbeat would make you feel more exposed, but the student feedback and these early trends, it really makes you think, right?
Totally. It brings up so many questions.
It does. So we've talked about what they did, what they found, but let's get into the why. Why would seeing a shared heartbeat even make people feel more connected? What's going on there?
Good question. I think there are a few things at play here.
Okay, hit me with them.
One idea is this: shared vulnerability. Even though the data is anonymous, just the act of sharing your heartbeat, it creates a sense of trust, maybe even intimacy.
Like you're letting your guard down a little, even if it's indirect.
Exactly. And that can lead to a much deeper connection, even online. Another theory is that it's tapping into our natural social instincts.
Okay, tell me more about that. That's interesting.
Humans, right? We're hardwired to look for cues from other people, you know, to try to figure out how they're feeling, to feel like we're part of a group. In person, we get those cues without even thinking about it. Facial expressions, body language, even someone's tone of voice. But online, a lot of that is gone. So sharing heart rate data, even anonymously, might be bringing back some of those missing social cues. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like we're trying to outsmart our biology to feel connected in this digital world.
Mm.
So wild. This was all about online learning, but I can't help but wonder, like, what else could this be used for?
Oh, the possibilities are huge.
Right. I mean, seriously, imagine online meetings where you don't feel like you're talking to a wall of avatars, you know? Like, you could actually sense what people are feeling.
Right. Instead of just seeing if someone's muted themselves, you might get a sense of their engagement, maybe even have a better understanding of their perspective.
Exactly. Or think about online communities, like support groups, where vulnerability is so important. Or even virtual concerts.
Oh, yeah, that's a great example. Feeling that shared energy, even when you're not physically together.
Yeah.
That could be really powerful.
It's like we'd be adding this whole other layer of connection to our online experiences. But, you know, we have to talk about the ethical side of things, too. This is bio data we're talking about, and that comes with big responsibilities.
Absolutely. You can't just brush that aside. Data security, privacy, those are non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure this kind of technology is used responsibly, with strong safeguards against misuse.
For sure. And then there's consent. People need to know what they're signing up for. It should always be opt-in, no questions asked.
100%. Transparency is key. And these aren't easy questions, but they're conversations we need to be having as this technology keeps developing.
I totally agree. We need to be cautious, but also, like, excited to see where this could lead, right? Because the potential is huge.
Yeah, it really is. Finding that balance, using technology to make our lives better without compromising what's important, that's the challenge.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about. What about you listening? Would you want to share your heartbeat in the digital world? Head over to our social media and tell us what you think. We'd love to hear your take. And until next time, keep those deep dives going.